ABC Radio Australia.
Now to Timor-Leste, who is on the brink of a historical milestone, becoming a full member of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Since gaining independence in 2002, Timor-Leste has pushed for regional integration by building its democracy and improving governance. But as Vonya Vieira reports, there are still a few steps Timor-Leste must fulfil before being granted membership, and some question if the country is ready.
Timor-Leste is set to become a full ASEAN member in October this year, and 27-year-old Ricardo Valente Araújo is hopeful it will mean more investment into the country's youth.
As a young person who has been working with in ASEAN matters, as well as connecting with ASEAN youth during these past few years, hearing this news is exciting because finally we have become one family.
Timor-Leste is one of the world's youngest democracies after gaining independence from Indonesia back in 2002, but has struggled to build its economy over the last two decades. But through ASEAN free trade frameworks, Timor-Leste will gain access to a market of 650 million people.
Valentim da Costa is the director of Forum NGO Timor-Leste.
He says that to gain the opportunity, Timor-Leste internally must have resources to bring products to the global market and ensure quality.
It sold a lot of opportunity, but so internally we should make sure that we will have enough resources that we will bring to the global market and gain that opportunity. So make sure that internally define which product we will bring to the regional market, make sure that we'll presents the quality.
Timor-Leste officially applied for full membership in 2011. But to become a member of ASEAN, a country must meet several political, legal, and diplomatic requirements. And Prime Minister Sanan Gusmao has called on his relevant ministries to quickly finalize the legal instruments and submit all necessary documents to ensure Timor-Leste integration into ASEAN. Celso da Fonseca, a lecturer at the National University of Timor-Leste and Human Rights Center, says this is a long-awaited moment, but there are issues the country must stay alert to when opening itself up to Asia.
We also need to concern about open up. There will be a lot of movement. Of course, there are a lot of risks for us, for instance, like organized crime and also like human trafficking.
But he says an ASEAN membership will undoubtedly benefit Timor-Leste economy, politics, regional security, and commitment to human rights. Stefanos Colli, director of the Mata Dalan Institute, says that becoming a member is a very positive step, but the economic's readiness will be a challenge.
Timor-Leste to become as a full member, I think that this is great. Opportunity and also great challenge for Timor-Leste. As you may know that we have much of limited resources, but we try to adjust with the requirement that address with the Asian affairs to be followed.
Timor-Leste economy is reliant on its petroleum fund, a sovereign wealth fund made up of revenue from its oil and gas field. And Mr. Colli says the country will have diversified its economy to be competitive with other Asian nations.
Timor-Leste is dependency much more for petroleum fund. We have only one resource for investment. So bringing up the space to the people how to invest in the productive sector like agriculture, tourism and other productive sector. Will be giving resilience.
As the country waits to see if full membership will be granted, President Ramos Horta says Timor-Leste development remains a key ongoing commitment.
They say ongoing, international airport, connectivity, telecommunication, maybe this is happening now, very soon, already ongoing, improving with the Starlink, hospital. So all of these are part of what the so-called ongoing in terms of how we can improve our economy, human resources, skills, and better government efficiency.